everybody. Welcome to episode number 250 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I can't believe that we're at 250 episodes. That is wild. My name is Patrick Kearns. I wanted to come back on here on this Monday and share with you a journey that I've been on that I wasn't even aware that I was on. And it was of learning to love myself again. Obviously, I've been on the right track, doing a lot of the right things. This last 2 weeks, not so much. I have prioritized love over everything else. I've been drinking and having fun, doing my thing. But I'm back on track today. And let me start by going over the last few weeks to explain why. Last week was the best week of my life by far. I went with Vanessa to North Conway. We tried new places. We met new faces. We drank. We ate some of the best stuff we've ever had. And I was truly euphorically happy. Everything ended up going right. And I decided it was time. So me and Vanessa went to Darius Rucker. I got down on one knee. And the rest is history in the making. I mean, Rucker sang a song for us. The crowd went wild. It is a moment that I will truly never forget. And now that I am home and I'm the happiest I've ever been, it is human nature to look back and kind of ask yourself, why the hell did you wait so long to feel this way? I mean, I asked myself at least a trillion times, how the hell did we get here? You know, how was I down so bad less than a year ago? And now I'm higher than the clouds. And for years, I mean, I'm not going to rag on this forever, but it is important, I think, for me to tell everybody, like, you know, I was clearly with the wrong partner. I was with someone who wasn't supportive of me and my dreams. And despite feeling unhappy and unfulfilled, I stayed in that situation for so friggin' long. Like, I stayed with them because I felt like I was keeping everything together. I felt like there were so many friendships and relationships that ran through us, and I wasn't living for myself, and I need to, like, tell the world that. I'm sure there's so many of you out there that are doing this. Make it about you, because you're not going to be happy unless you do that. I think deep down I was afraid of what would happen if I ended that relationship, and my fears came to fruition, by the way. You know, when I finally had enough and I watched everybody, like not everybody, but like 85% of people walked away from me. People I loved, people I cared for, they just left because things got complicated or they didn't go the way that they needed to. People seemed to want me the way they wanted me. They didn't want me to be full Pat Kearns. They didn't want me to go after my dreams and chase things and be the guy. They wanted me to just be a guy. Hanging out in the room, laughing, drinking, whatever. And if I could offer anyone any advice, it would be to trust your gut. Because I knew for a long time that I needed to get out of that. And I wish I did it earlier, but life tends to get in the way. I know that sounds cliche, but there's never a good reason. There's never a good time to end something like that. And the longer that you wait, the harder it gets to end. So we don't have enough time to waste on other people's opinions, on other people's agendas. And make no mistake about it. They have agendas. There are so many people that I look back on and I'm like, holy crap, Pat. Like, how did you not see that? How did you... And, you know, the easy answer is you trust. You trust, you love, you let someone in, and you hope that they don't screw you. But 90% of the time, they will, because people are going to be selfish. And I've lived selfless for a long time. I learned the hard way. Doesn't matter. I'm happy now. Now, luckily for me, you know, I was in a terrible place and then something amazing happened. You know, I reconnected with someone who truly saw me, who supported me, who believed in me in a way that I had never experienced before. I mean, Vanessa's love for me helped me to see myself in a new light and realize that I was worthy of love, I was worthy of respect, and most importantly, I was worthy of happiness. Because after a while of getting beat down, you start to think that you're not. You really do. You start to think like, this is it. And you know, oh, well, people have it worse. Like, I shouldn't be that upset. No, screw all that, man. Get what you deserve. And, you know, even though I found the right person, Vanessa, right away, you know, my journey to self-love wasn't over. I mean, even now, like, it takes time and effort to undo the negative messages that have been in my brain for years. You can't just erase 15 years. And I had to confront my fears. I had to confront my insecurities head on. And I had to learn to love and accept myself fully. And I think this is a massive problem for a lot of people. You have to fix yourself before you can give the right person what they need. So don't just jump into something else just because you're like, oh my God. Like, there were so many people that looked at me and were like, are you sure you know what you're doing right now? Are you sure you understand? Yeah, I've been waiting my whole life. My whole life for this shit. Oh, I was sure. And I was right, as per usual. Sorry. So I'm going to tell you guys the process quickly of rediscovering myself. Because it was truly incredibly empowering. You know, I started to, once you start stacking these wins, as I've told you a million times, I started to prioritize my own happiness and well-being above everything else. I started to set boundaries with people who were not supportive of me. I started to pursue my passions and I surrounded myself with positive relationships. You'd be surprised at how bogged down you can get from hanging out with people that don't have your best interests. You think it's not a big deal. I promise you it is. It ain't about just going out and getting drunk every weekend. Like, for real. Like, these people will be in your head more than you know. All of a sudden, you're, oh, well, I want them to be happy. Well, I want this person to be cool with that person. Well, I want, because that's, it's just, it's never going to be enough. People are always going to be friggin' annoying. It's just the way that it is. But you have to start to realize, prioritize your own feelings, prioritize your own relationship, because in the end, that's what you have. That's what you have. And I can tell everybody right now, straight up, I love myself. I have gotten that back. I know that I am deserving of the good things that life has to offer, and I refuse to settle for anything less. My journey to getting here was not easy, but it was worth it. And I hope that my story can inspire others who might be struggling to love themselves, to know that they are worthy of love and happiness. And I'm going to be honest, I don't like coming on here and talking about the past. Like I had even said when I was doing the book, which I will get back to, I don't love rehashing all that crap, but that's how you learn. You know, the truth stings, but it heals. I would rather be stung by the truth than kissed with a lie. That's just the way that I am. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't love talking about the past. I don't love, you know, technically ripping on my ex-partner. I really don't. I just want people to hear this and potentially, you know, forge their own new path, because I'm so friggin' happy right now. And to all the listeners out there, if you're struggling with self-doubt, feelings of inadequacy, or like a lack of self-love, remember that you're worthy. Remember that you deserve love and happiness. We all do. We all fall, and we all, while we're here, deserve love and happiness. You deserve to feel valued, respected, and cherished just as you are. The journey to your self-love may be challenging like mine was, but it is more than worth it, I promise you. Because once you learn to love and accept yourself fully, you will open up a world of possibilities for personal growth and fulfillment. I swear to you that's true. But you got to be willing to take the first step towards embracing your inner worth and be kind and compassionate to yourself. If you don't love you, you can't love someone else. So whatever you got to do to get your mind right is what you need to do. Stack those little wins. Get to the point where you respect yourself and then go after what you're worth. And always remember that you deserve everything that life has to offer. But you have to get there. That's the big thing, is like, I can't stress enough. If I didn't really look in the mirror and hate myself enough to change, nothing would have changed. It would have just been the same old, same old. I would have been surrounded by the same people, and it would have been just fucking nothing. So many years of nothing, man. And, you know, from the outside looking in, so many people look at it and they're like, Pat, you did a lot. You had a lot of good things. You're the Big Scary Man guy. You put out music. You did. No, that was a quarter of what I'm capable of. A quarter. I can do so much more. I am so much more capable. And that's something I will absolutely prove to all of you. Oh, you can mark this podcast down. Mark them all down. I don't mind putting things on the record because I know what the hell I'm going to do and I know what I'm worth. I'm going to be the one. I'm going to make this happen. I don't know if it'll be music. I don't know if it's going to be a podcast. I don't know if it's going to be a gym. I don't know. But I can promise you I got something going. And I'm going to get there. And I hope that everyone out there does too. I hope that everyone can reach for the stars, as I've been saying. And I'm going to end it there. So it's Monday. I'm back on it. Going to hit the VK Fit program. Go to at Big Mouth Small Words Podcast. Football's coming back. Of course, we're going to talk about that. I love y'all. Love yourselves. And have a great week. I'll talk to y'all.